Okay, we'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We're well into our seventh season of broadcasting the show from Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA Radio 93.1. And we are also on the World Wide Web. The www.
I didn't know that. You learn something every day.
Isn't it? And my name is Mike Murtha, and sitting right next to me is the very talented. He's got a steel guitar with him, his acoustic guitar, and he will do some singing as well. We feature each month, we have a guest, and tonight we are fortunate to have Eric Swenson from the White Sidewalls. Yes, they've played in Amory a number of times, and he is the drummer, and he's known on stage as Rocky because he used to be a boxer. I guess you weren't. No.
That's the backstory.
Okay.
That's the fabricated backstory.
That's okay. Anyhow, okay. He's Rocky from playing lots of rock and roll
music, I think. And my Gambucci's personal bodyguard.
So Eric is here to share some music live, as well as some recorded music, and also some lively stories. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors. This is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Oh, okay. The music didn't. Okay, so I guess we're all right. So that's
what you get for being gone so long.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off with just by saying hello to Eddie here, and just recapping again that we're back here once again. And Eddie, we had some fun last Friday. We played in. In New Richmond,
at the Legion there.
Yeah, it was at the Legion. It was a spring fling dance for as a senior group that came in. And WITC, which they have a different title now, but was a part of this too, of the college in town. It was there doing some things too. But great turnout. We had the weather was not very nice to do anything outside, so it certainly...
Yeah, it was very nice. Lots of people and lots of great dancers and... Folks that used to follow us in Burkhart. And
yeah. So, and I want to say hello to Bob Zock, who is engineering tonight. He's got all the sliders and buttons and switches and sound gates and effects and complete control. And that's a good thing, Bob. You're in control. But Eddie, kind of a tough winter.
Yeah, she was long and a lot of snow and got a lot of use out of that plow on that side by side this winter. And
yeah,
but.
Yeah.
Talked to quite a few people that said, especially even that last snowfall, that they couldn't get through it at all. But luckily, I missed that one. I took a little trip, and we drove out to Washington, D.C., and got to see the stuff out there, so that was fun.
We want to talk about that a little bit later here, too. We had a nice long trip. But, now that I'm back, I'd like to first off thank my parole officer again for getting me back on the streets. So that's nice to be back and, you know, doing this again. But anyhow, no, I was in Arizona for the winter, and we had a good winter there. And we're going to say hello to our guest here. We got Eric Swenson, who is from Mendota Heights. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. We've had the other members of the White Sidewalls with us, and nice to have you here as well. How many years have you been playing with the White Sidewalls?
I'm entering my 13th season.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, wow. 12 years.
Wow. So, and something we always ask our guests, that what inspired you to play music, or how did you get started?
You know, my earliest memories were sitting on a piano bench with my mother, and she was a wonderful player, and she sang, and we sang songs together. And I really fell in love with great songwriting because she celebrated the Beatles catalog. And
oh, really?
She could play any Beatles song.
No kidding.
We did a lot of lively songs, and I really grew a love for songs.
Hmm. Oh, nice. Yeah. And you're from Mendota Heights, but you actually grew up in... what was it, in Minnesota? What was it?
A little town called Mattawa, which is right near Barnum, which I have to tell people is just south of Carleton, which is just south of Cloquet and just south of Duluth.
Okay.
So about 35 miles south of Duluth out in the woods.
All right. to college? And
I went I went to Barnum High School, and my neighbor was a drummer, and I could tell you the story of how I got into playing at some point, but you know, I just I had a lot of music around me, and a lot of there's a surprisingly good music scene. There's some polka bands, there's some folk music and that kind of stuff up in that area.
Sure, yeah.
You know, there was a guitar group, the Andreessen Guitar Group, and they would do Finnish guitar music.
Mm.
And, they were really good. They were really good, and they'd let me come over and hang out. And
I was
a noisy drummer, so I wasn't really all that much used to them.
Oh, yes. Well, again, you were with a member of the White Sidewalls for 13 years. They've been around for 50 years, I believe, right?
50 years last year.
Last year,
this
okay.
is our 51st.
I know they've played in Amory a number of times. You've been in Amory with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we're going to feature you on some of their recordings. I think we could probably do that any time here now and get back to talking more about some of your background.
But okay.
Let's just give the folks a little taste of this is what you sound like singing with the White Sidewalls. So. I think it is done this time, right?
We got a false ending there so I can get two rounds of applause out of the audience. They start clapping, and then we play again, and then they have to clap again
sure.
at the end. They feel obligated. I got a funny story about that song. So we worked it up, and I do a little bit of a blend of the Beach Boys, Bobby Freeman, and the Johnny Rivers version. I take a little from each for the melody. And, of course, Swanee toured with Johnny Rivers. He was in his band at one point. And... anyway, we just added that song, and we were about to play the Winter Dance Party down at the Surf Ballroom in Mason City there, Clear Lake, Iowa, and it's such an honor to play there. You know, this is such a legendary venue, and we're about to go out on the stage, and there's a band in front of us, and I'm just so excited to play Do You Want to Dance for this sold-out crowd for the first time. And the band right before us closed their set with about a 7-minute version of that
song. Oh, boy.
And I looked over at Gino, who was at the time writing the show lists, and I said, what are we going to do? He said, it's our stage. We're going to play it again.
Do it again. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. And again, we have Eric Swenson with us, a member of the White Sidewolves. This is Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1. And Eric, I got to know you, I guess, originally you had a music go-around store over in the Twin Cities and bought some things from you. And you are still doing, now it's called, Clear...
No, so I ran that store for 20 years, and I retired at the end of 2018, and I just wanted to do something different. So I just did the same thing, but without employees.
Okay.
And without a landlord, and that. Do it online, friendlyhillsmusic.com. I do some consulting in the retail industry for a fashion brand and a production company. That's through my corporate name called Clearstream Sales.
Okay, yeah.
But I didn't want to make Clearstream music. It just didn't have enough of a ring. And I live in Friendly Hills. That's the development name of my home. So that's why we call it Friendly Hills Music.
Okay, yes. Well, good. And you helped us at our church, and we'll maybe talk about that a little bit later, too. But you came in and gave us some help on upgrading our sound system and whatever. But maybe we should have you try to sing a song here live. Are we up for that yet?
Sure. This is a folk tune that was written by Paul McCartney and Denny Lane for Wings in 1977. It's just a real pretty 3-4 folk song about a bay in Scotland where Paul, I believe, lived for a while. You ready?
We're ready.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Mull of Kintyre, oh mist rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be here, oh Mull of Kintyre. Far have I traveled, and much have I seen. Dark, distant mountains with valleys of green. Past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre, oh mist rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be here, oh Mull of Kintyre. Weep through the heather like deer in the glen. Carry me back to the days I knew then. Nights when we sang like a heavenly choir of the life and the times of the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre, rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be here, oh Mull of Kintyre. Smiles in the sunshine and tears in the rain still take me back where my memories remain. Flickering embers
grow higher and higher as they carry me back to the Mall of Kintyre. Mall of Kintyre, oh mist rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be here, oh Mall of Kintyre.
Eric Swenson singing live in the studio. And did I tell you this is live, Eric? I'd have to warn you on that, didn't I?
This is the perfect time to tell me.
Yes, and that was written by Paul McCartney, you said?
And Denny Lane, his guitarist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, nice melody.
Sure. You and I go back. Nice guitar work there, too, Eddie. You never heard that song before, have you?
Not till tonight.
Me either, but nice, nice. And all I meant to tell you, you played your clarinet last Friday. That was really good.
That Bob Wills song, Time Changes Everything, I started bringing the clarinet, and it works good in the key of F.
I was going to say you're in a good key for an instrument like that.
It's fun. People get a kick out of that.
Oh, very nice, yeah. Anyhow, Eric, you and I played together a number of years down at Northfield, Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right.
For the Special Olympics, and it was Dave Swanson, Swanee from the Whiteside, him and I grew up together. So we started doing this, and then you eventually started doing it with us too. And then Hound Dog, Pat Brown from the Whiteside, did it as well. And that was always a fun party. Just a
really good party, good cause, good people. Just a lot of love there for that Christmas party.
Yeah, Special Olympics, and we were a pretty big deal till Santa Claus came out.
And then we're background, you know?
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
So
that Santa, he always takes over.
Yeah.
Yes. We were in Arizona for the winter, and we had a good time out there. Eddie, I hope you can come out next year and join us.
Yeah.
I got working at a food pantry out there, just volunteering, and I got to know Tom Bowe and Connie, his wife, who are in charge of the food pantry, and he's a guitar player and plays a 12-string guitar. We got playing music together, and we ended up playing in a church that his wife sings too, and a lot of fun doing that. We met a really good trumpet player down there that played in church with us, Scott Ludwig, and he's probably about our age, but just a fantastic...
Just a young guy.
Yeah, just a young guy. But we had a good time. We traveled to San Diego for a few days, and I did a little sub-teaching at three different elementary schools, and it's a little different out there. I've done just enough teaching, and I got just enough college to qualify to be an emergency certificate, and I would bring my guitar, and I'd tell some stories. I did what I had to do with the career, but I would get my guitar out, and I was playing for fourth graders, fifth graders, eighth graders, and I did some Beatles and some Monkees, never heard of nothing. I do You Are My Sunshine, and these kids were singing along. The graders were like, this is pretty cool. And I said, how did you know that song? Well, my grandpa used to sing it to me or whatever, so that was fun. Eddie, you did some traveling this year too. You were, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we decided we were going to take a nice little trip, and was hoping the weather stayed with us, which it did, and we went up around the UP and wanted to take my wife to Traverse City. When I was still working, we had a branch up there, just a beautiful city, but we didn't get the full effect being so early in the spring or whatever, but then we drove on through out to almost to D.C. and stayed in here we go again. I have the where they have some of the battlefields and stuff. But we were 2 hours out of D.C. and then we took the train, and I was going to try to drive into D.C. and they said, "Do not drive in D.C." Mm. So Gettysburg is where we were staying, but then this couple, gal and her daughter, says, "Go down and take the train from Shady Grove," and we did that, and it was just perfect. And
nice.
Only walked 22,000 steps that day is all we walked.
Good for you.
Did that and stopped some places on the way. Oh, I did one. I said, if we're close, I want to go to this place. And in Orange, Virginia, is the world's largest steel guitar shop.
Hmm.
So I got to go in there, and I met this guy, Billy Cooper, and he was buddy with Ernest Tubbs, steel player, and he had the number one, it was serial number one, Emmons steel guitar from 1964, a double neck, when Buddy Emmons went and started making the, and it was just so neat to see that, and he was a very good friends with Gene Fields that used to build the steel guitars for Fender when Fender was making steel guitars. So,
and he got to hear you play a little bit of steel guitar?
Yeah, I sat down and bored him with a little steel playing. Well, he says, finally, he says, I got to go back and work on this steel. You just have your fun. And so,
well, nice. So,
had a great time. So.
Yes. And again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, and we are honored to have Eric Swenson with us. He is the drummer from the White Sidewalls, and we've been friends for quite a few years, Eric. We finally got you up here.
Yeah.
I've been after you, but I got the rest of the guys to come up ahead of you, and so we finally got you here, too. We're going to do some more music. Do you have something more that that you had recorded you want to have Bob play here?
Yeah, this, I'll explain it after it's over, I think.
Recording, yes, that's Eric Swenson, the drummer, coming out front and doing a little bit of singing, so, yeah.
Yeah, this is the first band I've ever really fronted in, as they call it, in the band. You come up front and sing, and I'll tell you something about fronting with the White Sidewalls is, you know, I got Hound Dog back there playing the drums, authentic 50s drummer.
Mm,
I mean,
yeah.
He plays it like it should be played. And then you got Bobby Maestro pounding out some good keyboards, and there was Gino Gambucci on the bass, but you know what happens when you go up and you sing with David Swanson? He plays a sax solo, and nobody cares what you do.
That helps.
You look over and the whole crowd's just going crazy for that saxophone solo. They're clapping, they're standing. But no, that's a really fun song, that Larry Williams song. Now, they were an inspiration for the Beatles. The Beatles loved Larry Williams. And he was on a label with Little Richard. And Little Richard decided he wanted to go to the ministry and leave secular music for a while. And the record label looked to Larry Williams to be their sort of aggressive rock singer, and so that's what the band the band looks to me to do. I'm the loud one. I'm the noisiest and the loudest one. So they say this song, so, you know, if you want to melt some paint off a wall, we need to go up there.
So maybe I can hear the excitement in your voice as you're singing that, but the energy that you have.
It's fun.
Yeah, Eddie, you want to do one, or you want me to do one, or
you do one and
well, I'm going to try. I've got some spring allergies or some something going on here. So if
that's that, the Arizona lungs getting used to Wisconsin.
That could be what it is. But and I've been driving school bus lately, so maybe that didn't help my voice either. But I'll see if I can get through this one. If you can help me, and you're going to play a little bongos over there, right?
I'm going to play top of my acoustic guitar.
Sure, okay.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You saw me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. Then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard someone whisper, please adore me. When I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Play your guitar, Eddie.
Then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard someone whisper, please adore me. When I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, blue moon.
Thanks for the help there, Eddie. I brought a recording of one of my tuba solos just in case I can't sing.
We still might have
to use it if I lose my voice entirely here. But so Eric Swenson's with us here, and we also have his dad with us, Ruben. is out in the hallway. We're so glad he came up to be a part of this as well. Eric, you're saying your mother played piano. How about did Reuben? Did you play Reuben?
He didn't play too much music. No. I did get him a guitar a few years ago, and he actually got pretty good at it.
Oh,
so there's some natural talent there,
sure.
I think. And he absolutely loves music. We get in the car and put on Sirius XM or whatever station,
oh, yeah.
And if it's 50s, he's singing every word.
Oh, nice. You were talking briefly to me before, and it's probably too long a story to go through the whole thing, but how you started playing drums, that you saw your neighbor. Can you tell it without taking up too much time? But it's
sure.
A good story. I want to hear it.
Yeah, so I had tried trumpet, and I was terrible at it, and I got out of that. And then I was at a basketball game, and I saw the drummers playing the pep band, and I said, now that's what I want to do. And my neighbor, they had a resort, place in Park Lake, Minnesota, and they had a bait shop, and he has drum set out in the bait shop. And I would stand out there and watch him play drums, and I'd say, hey, can I try? And he'd say, no, that... you're too young. You know, I think I was 12 at the time or something. And he was 16 or so. And then one day, his girlfriend showed up. And she said, hey, Jay, let's go. Let's go, you know, do stuff. And the bait shop was open. So he looked at me and he said, could you sell night crawlers if someone comes up to the door? And I said, sure. And I said, do I get to play the drums? And he said, sure. And so he took off with his girlfriend. I watched the bait shop. Nobody ever came. And his mother had this incredible record collection, and there's Elvis records and all this stuff, and I was playing along to it, and I'd been watching him play drums for so long that I just was able to do it.
Hmm.
And I'd wanted to play drums for so long I was able to do it, and he came back and listened to me play, and he just kind of rolled his eyes and walked away because he knew he knew that I was going to be in the pep band, and I was going to be playing next to him and all that kind of stuff. And I started school band way too late, and I asked my band director if I could be in the school band, and he said, no, you're too late, I got too many drummers, you'd have to take private lessons. And so I did that, and I got into the school band and ended up playing drum set at some of these school, you know, pep band functions. Well, then all the accordion players and stuff in the area saw me playing drum set, and pretty soon at about 14 I'm playing professionally in polka bands.
Oh, nice.
And it was the first one that my dad had to sit through 5 hours of polka and schottisches and waltzes, and he drank about 8 orange sodas watching me, and he comes up, and I'm tearing down my drums, and he says, oh, Eric, I don't know how many more of these I can sit through. And I can't remember if it was which of the leaders it was, but they walked over, and they laid a pile of 20s in front of me. I was 14 years old.
Sure.
And my dad turned to look to me, and looks at the band leader, he goes, how many more of these can you book?
Well, that's great. And it wasn't so bad. Yeah. How much of 50s music were you listening to prior to the White Sidewalls? Did you?
Yeah, my dad was a big fan. He had a big record collection. We listened to, you know, my sister and I loved Love Potion Number 9.
Mm.
You know, we would act out all the parts of the story, you know, the cop and the, you know, the gypsy dancer or whatever it is with the gold tattoo, and we would just really got into it. And that is, like I've said earlier, I'm really drawn to good melodies, and 50s music has excellent melodies. They're simple, and they're not too complicated. They're nice melodies.
Sure. So you had exposure from mm-hmm. your dad. Yep. So Eddie, do you want to sing a song here?
Sure.
We'll get back to some more music. And we have Eric Swenson here with us, WPCA Radio 93.1. Trigger happy memories, and we got some more stories and more music. So here's Eddie.
Here's one that I do when I'm out with playing with Kenny Crona. He likes doing this one, and thought it's a Creedence Clearwater song, one called Bad Moon Rising. In the key of C, in case anybody's at home playing along, and we know how the folks like to do that.
I see a bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go wrong tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. there's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes are blowing. I know the end is coming soon. Up in rivers overflowing, I hear the voice of raging. Don't go around tonight, but it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Your things together. Hope you are quite prepared to die. Looks like we're in for nasty weather. One eye's taking for an eye. Don't go around tonight, but it's bound to take your life.
Yes, I remember Kenny doing that with us guys the last couple summers. He'd be out and played along with us guys. That's, good tune there. Yeah. Eric Swenson, you helped us in our church with our sound system a few years ago. We had a system that needed to be upgraded, and we had some prices from some other companies. And I said, well, before you get too carried away, I know this guy that does a lot of this, which is you. And you came out and did a really nice job putting our system in. As far as the speaker was like linery, state-of-the-art at that time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you tried a couple different speakers, what you felt it worked for our room.
Right.
And we appreciated that so much. It was, it's worked very well. And we're going to get some more stuff from you, I think, too. But and the church in Arizona was asking me questions about sound, so I called you or emailed you or texted you, and you said, I got some ideas, and you want to know the size of the room and blah, blah, blah. So I passed it on to them, and they are moving forward with your advice. So that's very nice, yeah.
When you were talking there, when you said, I thought you were going to say how many people, formal, informal, you were pulling a Barney Fife line on me there.
Yep. How was the house?
How's the house? How many people? Formal?
Yeah,
informal?
That was fun working with your church. You know, I like working with churches out in the countryside because the folks in the church know how to do things. They know how to drill holes and help out with the install. And your guys just, they showed up with a bunch of, you know, I think they had scaffolding, and they went right to town. I mean,
I know you asked, is there some guys that want to do some hands-on? I can show them what to do, whatever. And I said, absolutely. We got there some farmers out retired farmers and retired carpenters, and we had a crew there and scaffolding, and
that was fun.
It was we all went out to eat together afterwards, and that was a lot of fun. But I mentioned earlier that we had the other members of the White Sidewalls were here. Brad Nelson was with us not so long ago, Dave Swanson, Swanee, and Pat Brown, who was Hound Dog, and Bill Spaulding was with us as well. And we just about drug that old piano in here for Bill, but he didn't think we could fit her through the doorway. So. but we are getting prepared to replace Brad. Brad is going to retire, and we wish Brad Nelson the very best, and I don't think he's going to go away entirely. I hope he doesn't. But anyhow, we wish Brad well, and you have a new guy. Is it Russ?
Russ Dufresne.
Yeah.
We don't have a nickname or a backstory for him quite yet. We're still working on that.
Sure.
Really fine musician. I've known him for a really long time, and he's been in big name acts, and he's a really talented guy. I mean, we're going to miss Brad terribly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's an integral part. He's a great friend. He's a great bandmate. He went on a trip with his kids.
Yeah.
And he got back and he said, you know, guys, I just want to do more traveling with my kids.
Yep.
I just don't know if I can do these. And we understand.
Good for him. Yep.
We respect his decision, of course.
And Eddie, you did some recording with Brad at his studio.
Yeah, he's got a neat place. I think you guys used to do some rehearsing down there. And
yeah.
I took the steel over and did some stuff for him. And
yeah,
great room and great, nice little studio that he's got there.
Was that with Roger Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did some background vocals on that record, too. And it just, boy, it sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Brad gets some great sounds out of his studio there.
We're going to say hello to a few folks, and I want you to do the same, Eric. But I'm going to say hello first to Nick and Diane out in Santan Valley, good friends of ours. Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana. Gino Hansen, the Warren Town Chairman over in Roberts area, Shirley Halliburton, Dan and Beth, Gary Lubick, and Tom Klinger. He's another Glenwood guy there, Eddie.
Yep.
And I wonder if he knows what WWW, does he know where that came from? You guys went to Glenwood, so...
Yeah. Be nice now.
Yeah, okay. Gary McIntyre, the old Polka Buster. Rodney Sather. Putz. Putz always tells me that when he's trying to sing harmony to the truck radio, his check engine light comes on. It just doesn't like him singing harmony to the radio. But Renee Butler, Judith Hansen, Jorgensen, and my wife Debbie, and Eddie... You got a few there you want to say hello to?
Yep, just my wife Joanne and Charlie in the truck and Alan Ann Jorgensen and all their family. Tad Late and his wife down there and way down south in Alabama. Brian Jevning and the Cribbage Boys, Cactus Cousins. Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, Tom Kramer and the Seawell family. And that's about all I got.
Yeah.
I'd have made a lot longer list if I'd known you guys were going to do that. Obviously, I have to give a shout-out to my amazing wife, Laura, and my dad, who's over here, the White Side Walls fans, who are wonderful and really get us through the summer when we're super busy and we need a little bit of pick-me-up, all that applause that keeps us going on down the road.
Sure.
And my good friends, all my good friends. I'm not going to start the list because someone will get left out.
Yeah. Well, good, yes. And the nice part is that we are on the Internet, so there's people in Montana. We've got some people in Texas that were listening to us and our friends out in Arizona. So that's the cool thing about what's going on. Even though it's a small radio station, it's got that kind of coverage, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
Got another one on the CD? You want me to sing another one?
Why don't you sing one, Eddie?
Okay, I'll sing one more quick, Karen. Here's a song that we do when we're out with Darlene and the boys. In the key of E, one called Make and Believe.
Make and believe that you still love me. It's leaving me alone and so blue. Still I'm always dreaming, I'll never own you. Make and believe, it's all I can do. Can't hold you close when you're not with me. You're somebody's love. You'll never be mine. Make and believe I'll spend my lifetime loving you and making believe. Thank you. making believe. I never lost you, but my happy hours I find are so few. My plans for the future will never come true, making believe. What else can I do? Making believe. I'll spend my lifetime loving you and making believe.
Who did that song, Eddie? I should know. Besides you. You just did it now.
Kitty Wells, I think.
Kitty Wells, okay.
Bob? Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, very, very nice. Yeah. We're having some fun here tonight. We got Eric Swenson and his dad, Ruben, out there in the hallway, tuning in here with us, too. Do you have something else we should play on your... some of your CDs there, Eric?
Sure. Let's cue up the coasters. Charlie Brown.
And this is you singing lead out front.
I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's going to get caught. Just you wait and see.
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Yelling 7 come 11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall? Who's always goofing in the hall? Who's always throwing spitball? Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you!
Walks in the classroom cool and slow. Who calls the English teacher daddy-o? Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Everybody always picking on me.
Very nice. That's the White Side House. Good recording of that, too.
I love the coasters. And, you know, the something about 50s music is some of them are very, very lighthearted, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we don't really get into the Guitarzan and the total novelty songs, but a song like that, you know, is going to cheer up anybody on any day, in any situation, sitting in a sunny day watching the band. I mean, they're just going to laugh.
Oh, absolutely.
Have a good time.
Yeah, that's for sure. And there's so many... songs that, you know, commercials they use. There's still a lot of 50s and 60s music.
Oh, yeah.
For commercials. It just has such an appeal to it. But what are some of the other bands that you played in before you were with the White Sidewalls?
Yeah, well, the ones that people may have heard of, the Kurt Jorgensen Band, I played with that band for a really long time. They put out a few records. We played at P.D. Pappy's every Sunday, May through September, roughly. So we got pretty well known around Stillwater area. I played with a tribute band called Arch Allies, and
they're
still touring and playing live, and they're a great band. We did Journey Ario and Styx. They did like three bands as a three-band tribute. And then I've been in a lot of bands, but this has been a real fun one because, you know, this is where I get to come out front, let my personality out a little bit better and not just play the drums.
Yeah. And you guys got a busy schedule, it sounds like, for the Sidewalls.
Real busy this summer. We're going to be everywhere all the time. There's no way we're not coming to your town.
Yeah. Well, that's
or near your town somewhere.
Yes. Eddie, do you want to play a little something on your steel or what do you think here?
Sure,
we got about 4 minutes. And Eric, if there's something else that you want to share with us, too, we got about 4 minutes.
I don't have any stories I can tell in 4 minutes. Oh. I'm sure you can tell that.
Yes, I know that about you, but that's okay. That's,
next time, maybe.
We got to extend the show next time, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Eddie, you're going to do a little, what you got there?
Do just a little bit of the steel guitar rag.
All right. Schmidt playing the steel guitar, right? Very nice. Yes. Eric, I asked you this on the way up. If you had a chance to go out and have coffee with an artist that's like a living artist that's still performing or not performing, but who would you pick? I mean, I know there's so many different fans, or we're fans of so many different types of music, but who would you pick?
You know, a couple of years ago, I got to see Paul McCartney play live, and I had never felt that much love in a 20,000 seat stadium between the artist and the audience I think he probably knows a thing or two about a thing or two having seen what he's done. I'd love to meet Paul McCartney.
Oh yeah, that's a good answer. Yes. And do you have a favorite artist besides somebody, maybe Paul McCartney?
Yeah, I think the Beatles are probably one of my favorite bands, there's just so many great ones out there, you know, but yeah.
Sure. How much time we got there, Bob?
Minute and a half.
Okay.
Just wanted to remind everybody, too, about our 20-year reunion this summer, and that's on June 22nd. Here at the station, we're going to have some live music out on the patio and some food, so 2 to 5 on June 22nd. Sure, once, and thanks, everybody.
Sure. So. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for putting up with my allergies here and whatnot, too. But, Eric, thank you so much for coming up. And this, you can go back and listen. It'll be out there on our archives by tomorrow, by noon.
All right.
You can go back and listen to tell your friends that didn't get a chance to listen tonight to tune us in on the web there. So with that, and thank you, Bob Zock, and thank you, Luann, for all she does, too. And with that, we're going to say goodnight.
Okay, thanks.